This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Western Arab and Asian nations raced to extract their citizens from Sudan on Monday as the UN chief warned of the risk of wider repercussions and urged international powers to exert maximum pressure for peace.
Since the start of fighting on 15 April, hundreds of people have been killed and thousands injured. The violence must stop. It risks a catastrophic conflagration within Sudan that could engulf the whole region and beyond.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres at a session of the UN Security Council in New York. 2 days after a military evacuation of its embassy in Sudan, the U.S. has started helping private American citizens who want to leave the country. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
This morning, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said it's hard to know exactly how many Americans are in Sudan and how many would want to stay.
I would say some dozens have expressed an interest and leaving.
Hours later, here at the White House,
American citizens have begun arriving in Port Sudan, and we are helping to facilitate their onward travel.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says there are intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets in the sky over the land evacuation route to provide overwatch. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A Palestinian man drove his car into a crowd on a Jerusalem street on Monday, injuring 5 people before being shot dead by a passerby, Israeli police said. Hours earlier, Israeli troops killed a Palestinian during a raid in the occupied West Bank, the latest in a long series of incidents during an upsurge in violence over the past year. This is VOA News. Kenyan security forces continue to recover the bodies of people who starved themselves to death after following the teachings of Good News International Church pastor Paul McKenzie. Authorities have recovered at least 50 bodies. 29 members were rescued, but more than 100 remain missing. Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Pastor McKenzie was arrested more than a week ago after 4 of his followers died of starvation, thinking it was a way to meet Jesus, according to reports. Kenyan President William Ruto said there was no difference between the pastor's actions and those of terrorists.
Mr. McKenzie, who pretends and postures as a pastor, when in fact he is a terrible criminal.
President Ruto has directed security agencies to monitor the activities of religious leaders who promote dangerous ideologies. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
At a refuge for lesbian Ugandans, residents describe a climate of fear, Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
A month ago, Parliament passed some of the world's strictest anti-LGBTQ legislation, which would criminalise the so-called promotion of homosexuality and impose the death penalty for certain crimes involving gay sex. Residents here fled abuse and stigma, but they say nothing prepared them for the homophobic wave of the past few weeks, including arrests, evictions, denunciation by family members, and mob attacks. Being LGBTQ in Uganda was not easy before. A British colonial-era law bans gay sex, and members of the community have long been victims of violence and discrimination.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The United States, Britain, and the European Union toughened sanctions against Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Monday, citing alleged human rights violations by Tehran, which has responded in kind. The Western measures add to ones already taken over Tehran's hardline response to protests that rocked the Islamic Republic since the September death in custody of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini. She had been arrested for an alleged breach of strict dress rules for women. Former UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met Myanmar's military ruler, media reported on Monday, part of a trip aimed at promoting peace in a country racked by conflict since a coup 2 years ago. Myanmar has been in crisis since the military ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government in February 2021, with the general struggling to consolidate power and fighting on multiple fronts against ethnic minority rebels and a pro-democracy movement. I'm Joe Ramsey.